as well. And you'll be talking about one of the big games on Saturday night, Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs on the Saturday stretch. And one of the stars of that team, well, the Port Adelaide team, is Stephen Motlop, who I'm sure is looking forward to a big game. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, fellas. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting one.
Yeah, big games. I mean, you know plenty about big games. You've been involved in lots of them throughout your career. And not that last week wasn't a big game for the Power, but when you've got a team like the Doggies, who are well-fancied in the premiership market coming to town, does it get the juices flowing a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think they play a real contested brand of footy. So it's definitely that finals-like pressure they bring, and they like to chain the ball through the corridor and take the game on. So it's going to be an exciting one to watch, I think, for our fans.
Now, you'll be there without big Scotty Lysette, who is suspended for 4 weeks through the week. And you're also, a bit happening in your club, Tom Rockliffe had a bit of a setback after his surgeries, deep vein thrombosis and clots in his knee after surgery earlier this week. How are those two blokes after very different weekends?
Yeah, I'll start on Rocky. He got out of hospital yesterday, so I think he's on his blood thinners and all that stuff. So he's recovered well, and I think he'll be a month or two away from playing. And on Scott, it's obviously disappointing for Scott. He started the year really well, and we'll definitely miss him. But I suppose it gives opportunities for some guys playing some consistent footy in the SANFL. Peter Adams and Sam Hayes, they're playing back there, so they'll get an opportunity, I suppose.
Do Kenny and the coaching staff, on the back of the Lysette situation, does he do a bit of a reminder, a refresher about what we need to do in those situations in the game where it's the heat of battle, but you've got the chance to really wrap someone up, that we do need to be a bit more careful? Is that part of the conversation and the learning from what happened on the weekend?
Yeah, we definitely do. Tackling practice, during the week. So, I'm all for it, protecting the players. It's hard sometimes. The game goes really fast, so... You make split-second decisions, and sometimes it can end up like this.
Steve, you're back in great form yourself. You've kicked 9 goals for the year now. I want to see if we can start a bit of a process, Steve, with the forwards in the competition to stop talking about how many tackles they've had each week, and let's start talking about how many, score assists and how many goals are actually starting to kick again.
Yeah, I think I had 7 tackles on the weekend.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm bringing it up, mate. Don't worry about the defensive side.
Yeah, I know. I suppose that is their job, in the forward line to kick goals. But, when we want to play the game in our front half. So if we can, get as much pressure on as we can, that it goes a long way to doing that.
Stephen, just after that Brisbane game, it was the second time in about a month where you'd had really bad losses. Have you kind of unlocked why that happened in those games against two teams that we'd expect to play in finals? You've also played some great footy around that, but just those two games, I'm interested in whether you've worked out what went wrong.
Yeah, I think just around the contest, winning the contested ball, outnumbering and then getting the ball, our way and playing in our forward half. We didn't do that a couple of those games, and we've been working on it at training, we're improving on it, and we did it well on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, you did. Absolutely. So you think that's sort of this is the big test. You're confident going in against a team that's, along with Melbourne, probably the two hottest teams in the competition, that you're ready for it?
Yeah, they are playing well, and as I said before, they put numbers around the footy, and their contested ball is definitely their strength. So, it's a big week for us in terms of that side of the game.
Now, were you aware, Stephen, of the prison bar jumper situation post-game last week? Apparently there's a few that knew, but not everyone, until the message was spread amongst the group.
Yeah, no, we knew. We wanted to do it, wear it in front of our fans if we won. So, it means so much to our club and our community, and I suppose the South Australia football, the prison bars, so we wanted to wear it, and especially being a showdown as well.
Yeah, and how long did you wear it for? I'm intrigued by this, because you change your jumpers, you put the bars on, you sing the song, you do all that stuff. How long did you wear it for?
We came in, we put it on, and then we had a meeting straight after we sang the song, so for a little bit.
So will that be a consistent thing through the rest of the season, or is it just the showdown factor?
No, I'm pretty sure showdown. So we wanted to do it because of the showdown at SANFL footy.
Yeah, fair enough. And I need to ask you about Travis Boak too, because our man here, Whitey, he's got a real man crush on Travis Boak. He thinks he should have won 15 Brownlows by now. Is it the best you've seen him play? He's played some good footy for many years, but he is in some stellar form.
He's like a fine wine, Boak. He looks after his body a lot, and he's a professional player, so he's so fit, and he's a real ball for us in the midfield, and his work rate is something that's really important to us.
Now, Saturday's obviously important to you, but tell me about Power Boom, the horse you've got. You've sent it to Queensland to chase some sun, have you? What's going on there?
Yeah, she has. She's moved up there with Ben Thornton, so she hasn't run in a couple of months. She's, you know, due for a well-needed spell. she only wins first up, so get on her next start, boys. She's a sure thing.
Gee, that's a courageous thing to say around here, Stephen. Very good. Very good. We're very much looking forward to the game Saturday night. It's going to be an absolute cracker, mate. We always appreciate your time. Good luck. More goals and tackles. That's what we're after. Go get them.
No worries. Good, fellas. Thanks.